We continue our learning. The Nishmas Davi ben Menachos, Shem Cham Yaakov ben Bidechos Elio, we are Menachos. Perek Vav, Nishna Hei. Kol HaMenachos Teunos Shlosh Me'os Shifa V'Chamesh Me'os Be'ita. Shifa means rubbing. We're referring to the fact that in order to remove the husks from the wheat to prepare the Menachos, so you have to rub the wheat between your hands. Bar Tanura says, no, Shemeshafshef Hachito Ben Yado L'Kli. It's not between your hands, but rather rubbing between your hands in a Kli. Kadei Shetehei No Chala Hashir Kli Pasa. So it'll be easier to remove the husk. So that is done, as the Mishnah says, 300 times. It's 150 back and forth, or maybe 300 back and forth, which is really 600. That's a debate in the Gemara. V'chamesh bios be'ita, and the pounding is done 500 times. This is where you pound the wheat, maybe with the palm or the fist or the foot. That still loosens the husk. That's done 500 times. Of course, the real procedure, as the Gemara explains, is, and the bartender here says, V'haya shaf achas ubo et shtayim, shaf shtayim ubo et shalosh. He would do the rubbing once, and then the beat of the pounding twice, then rubbing twice and pounding three times, and he kept doing that 100 times, and this way you had 300 of the shifa and 500 of rubbings and 500 of the poundings. That's how that was the procedure. Then the Mishnah says, V'hashifa v'habita b'chitim, as we explain, Tanakama holds that the rubbing and the pounding is done when it's wheat. Rabbi Yossi Omer Babatzek. Some have the word af, but most Rishonim say it's not correct. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says the rubbing that we're discussing and the pounding we're discussing is not done when it was wheat. It's done after you already made the dough. The dough is rubbed and pounded that amount of times. Then the Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachos Bos Eser Eser. All Menachos, we'll see a couple of exceptions, were brought 10 chalos, 10 loaves each, which means you take an isaron of flour, asaris ha'efa, a tenth of an efa, and you make that isaron into 10 loaves. Now, that's what it means. So you make, for each isaron of flour, you made 10 loaves. Where do we learn that from? The Chumash doesn't say that. So the answer is we learn this from the Korban Todah. Korban Todah, we know, had 10 loaves, had actually 40 loaves, 10 of each of the four varieties that you bring in, 10 of those who actually chametz, the other 30 as we mentioned, were matzah. Since the Todah, that becomes the model. The Todah was 10 loaves. All menachos should be made into 10 loaves. And there's some discussion about the minchas solas. If you remember, we discussed the minchas solas. It's usually the first on the list. That's the only one where the kemitza was done when it was still flour. Kemitza is done when it's flour. You burn it on the mizbeach, and the whole thing is still flour. So the whole avoda is finished. Do I really need now to make them into 10 loaves? So some rishonim claim yes. Even the minchas solas, there's a mitzvah to bake them into 10 chalos, 10 loaves as well. And others claim no. When it comes to the minchas solas, since the whole avodah has been completed while it's still flour, there's no obligation. You can use the flour however you like. You don't have an obligation to make 10 loaves. Then make whatever you like. One loaf if you want, big loaf if you want, because the mitzvah is already over. And others claim no, that has to be no, even that has to be 10 loaves. All have to be 10 loaves. Obviously, the other menachos where the kemitza is done after they're baked, the marcheshes, the mafet tanur, the machavas, where pasosos pitim, we mentioned you have to fold them, break them into pieces, and then do kemitza. Of course, they're baked already. So they're baked into 10 chalos. That's what the Mishnah is there to teach you. What's an exception? Chutz mi lechem apanim v'chavite kohen gadol. So that we had this many times. The lechem apanim on the shulchan and the minchas chavitin shem bo shteim esrei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They come as 12, and we know the minchas the chavite kohen gadol was 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. And the Lechem HaPanim, we know, of course, each Shabbos, we had two sides, different parts of the Shulchan, 6 and 6, 12 loaves. Those are the exceptions to the 10. Those are going to be 12. Now, this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is not that the Lechem HaPanim, the Chavite Kohen Gadol are 12 loaves. Everyone agrees that those are 12 loaves. But the question is, what about the other menachos, which Rabbi Yehuda claims are 10? Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kulon Bos, Shtei Mesrei, Chutz mechalos toda v'hanezirus shehen bos eser eser. Says Rabbi Meir, no, in fact, all menachos except two are brought shtei mesrei. Now, obviously, he's not talking about the Chavita Kohen Gadol and Lechem HaParim. Those we know are going to be 12. But Rabbi Meir is saying that the other benachos, Mar Cheshes, Mar Chavas, Mar Fei Tanur, etc., he's supposed to take each Yisaron and make not 10 loaves, but each Yisaron you should make with that Yisaron, you should make 12 loaves. Now, why 12 loaves? So he claims that the source for the number of chalos we should have should not be Toda. Why? Because menachos are kache kashim, are actually considered a higher level carbon, and therefore we should use as a model the chavite kohen gadol and the lechem apanim, which are also kache kashim. So since those are 12, all the rest should be 12. Why should I learn from Toda? Toda's kachim kalim. And Rabbi Yehuda obviously disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that I should learn from Toda, even though it's kachim kalim, because there are many similarities between the preparation of the carbon Toda loaves and the loaves of regular menachos. One other point, how do I know that the Chavite Kohen Gadol is supposed to be 12 loaves? It only says 12 loaves when it comes to the Lechem HaPanim. So the answer is we have a Gzera Shava. It says regarding Lechem HaPanim, which we know it says 12 loaves, it says Chak Olam in Vayikra Chav Dalet. And when it comes to the Chavite Kohen Gadol, we have in Vayikra Perek Vav also the phrase Chak Olam. So we learn through the Gzera Shava that just like we have 12 loaves for the Lechem HaPanim, there are 12 loaves for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. What are the exceptions, even according to Rabbi Meir, that there are going to be 10 loaves? So number one, of course, is the Chalos Toda. But in addition to that, that are Eser, but also the Nazirus. The Nazir, the offerings of the Nazir, he has to bring two types of loaves as well when he finishes his Nazirus. And these two types are compared to, we'll learn later on in the seventh parak, are compared to the Karban Toda, they are going to be Eser. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, HaOmer. Here we're speaking about the barley, the flour offering brought on the 16th of Nisan to permit the new wheat, the new grain, to permit the Chadash. HaOmer Hayaba Yisaron Mishalosh Soyin. Here the Omer was brought as an Yisaron, an Asir Sa'efa, but you started out with three Sa'. Now three Sa' is one Eifa. So what we're basically saying is that the amount of flour that was used to make the Mincha of the Omer was a tenth of actually what was brought. And we'll learn in the next Mishnayos about the fact that I had to refine the flour, sift the flour 13 times. And the reason we had to start out with still a tenth of what you brought. So the answer is, number one, it's barley, and barley generally has more chaff than wheat. And number two, because it's fresh, it has to be brought from the new grain, so there's a lot more chaff as well. So that's why a lot more sifting has to be done, and we're only going to get a tenth, one Yisaron, out of a three Sa', which is a full Eifa. Then the Mishnah says, Shtei Halechem. What about the Shtei Halechem brought on Shavuos? That was also brought from fresh grain, the Shtei Halechem. Those are the first of the Bikurim. But there, since it's wheat, although it's fresh and there is a lot of chaff, it's wheat, it's not as much chaff as barley. So Shnei Esronim, Mishalo Soin. We start out with the same amount, one Eifa, one full Eifa, three Sa', and we get out of that, Shnei Esronim, two Yisaron, each of the Shtei Lechem, each Lechem was an Yisaron. So that's what we get from our wheat. Start out with the same amount as with the barley. With the barley, we need one Yisaron, and the Shtei Lechem, of course, we need two Esronim. Lechem Aponim, Esrim Varba Esronim, Me Esraba Sa'in. There we start out with 24 Sa'ah, but we also get 24 Yisaron. So here we're getting one Yisaron for every Sa' that we have. When it came to the Omer, we got one Yisaron for every Eifa that we have, for every three Sa'. Here, why are we able to get to 24 Esronim from 24 Sa'? That's because this is not fresh. This is older wheat. You know, the Lechem Aponim, you didn't need to use the fresh wheat. So that's from old wheat. You're able to refine an Yisaron, an Asir Sa'efa, fine flour, from it a lot easier than if you had fresh grain. So I'm able to get, as you see here, I'm able to get one Yisaron from each Sa' of grain, 24 from 24. And the Torah says in Vayikra Chav Dalid regarding the Lechem Apanim, Shteim Esrei Chalos, 12 Chalos, Shnei Esronim Yehachalachas. Here, each challah was made of one Esron of flour. So that's why if I was made of two Esronim of flour. So if each challah is two Esronim, and I have 12 challahs, I need 24 Esronim, and then I can get from 24, from refining 24 Sa'ah.